Chris Barnes from Ribble FM at the Clitheroe Country Market. I'm here talking with some of the ladies, trying to find out a bit more about the place and what people can expect when they call down. I'm here with Elizabeth and Ruth. So, Elizabeth, could you give us a bit of a background, please?
Yes, we started originally as the WI Market, and then in the 80s, when the Charity Act came in, we are not a charity, we're a non-profit making company.
Right.
So we had to split off from the WI, and that's when we became Country Markets. But basically we do all the same things. We do jams, we do all the baking, crafts, everything is the same, it's just the name that was changed.
And where does the Country Market take place?
In the United Reformed Church at Clitheroe.
Okay.
But we are downstairs.
Right.
Not upstairs. Yeah.
And is it a weekly thing?
It's every week from March to December.
Right. Sort of things can people expect on sale?
All different jams, chutneys, everything is homemade. No preservatives or additives. Everybody makes sort of surplus fruit into jams and jellies. We've got a lot of savouries. We've got pies, cakes.
All the sort of crafts stuff I can see over there.
Yeah, the crafts. Yeah. And then we've got the crafts. We've got seasonal crafts. We've got Christmas displays. We do Easter displays. We've got a couple of ladies who make homemade cards at very reasonable prices. Two very distinct types. One are mainly photographs and one's decoupage, which are very popular.
I'm here talking with Sue, who, as well as being a stall holder, also sort of fronts the social media campaign for the market. Sue, how's that been going for you?
We've been quite successful. We've got over 900 followers on Twitter.
Excellent.
Which is quite amusing, considering most of the people that come to the market don't even own a computer. But we really need to raise awareness, so we're just trying our best. And we have a Facebook page and a website that's been there for a few years. So hopefully, you know, we're doing our bit to get the message out there. The website address is clitheroecountrymarket.com. And we're on Twitter at Clithsea Market. An interesting thing is we're part of a network of country markets. You can probably find a country market in virtually any area of the UK. I think there are about over 400. And they're basically cooperatives of local producers. To be a member and to be a food producer, you have to have a level 2 hygiene certificate. We're fully insured, so I think people can really have confidence when they come and buy something.
Yeah. So if you're wanting to be involved in Clitheroe Country Market, what would you have to do?
You just come along and have a word with Ruth, our market manager, on a Tuesday morning. We're open from 9:30 for tea and coffee. The market starts prompt at 10. We finish at 11:30. But if you just come along and have a chat with Ruth, she can tell you all about becoming a member of the Country Market.
So I'm here talking with Marion, who's one of the stall holders here at the Country Market. Marion, how did you get involved with the people here?
I was asked to bring the hand-painted china at first, and I sold that here for quite a few years. And then one of the ladies suggested I painted some cards, and they were short of cards. So I painted quite a few cards in watercolour, and they seemed to be popular. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't keep up with the hand painting because it took quite a while. So I then started doing decoupage ones as well for the past 4 or 5 years.
It's proven very successful.
It is really, yeah, and I really, really enjoy making them.
Excellent.
It takes over my life.
Good set of ladies there running. Everyone seems to get on. The atmosphere is really
bubbly
when you come in.
Wonderful. Yeah. We look forward to coming. It's the company, and we have a good laugh together, and everybody's really
on. So I'm sat here with Jean, who's one of the regulars down here at the Country Market. Jean, what is it that brings you down here on a Tuesday?
Well, I shop in Clitheroe. I love Clitheroe. I think the shops are very varied and no great big stores like you find in bigger towns. The people are all really nice. I come to the Country Market to stock up on some pies and cakes. All varied things are available here. Jewellery, little knitted outfits for young children. and fresh produce.
I'm sat here with Fiona, who's travelled from quite far away actually today. Fiona, do you want to tell us why you're making the journey?
Come specially for the raspberry jam, blackberry jam, cakes. I always come get some things for my mum, so she's putting an order today, which I'm picking up for her. And just have a cup of tea and chat and meet the ladies of the market who I see on a monthly basis, probably.
Yeah, and how far have you come over from today?
It's about 20 miles. We've come from near Preston.
Right.
And so we started coming when my sister moved this way, and that's when we got to find out about the market. And I've also told other people who've come to see it, so...
Great stuff.